Sunday, December 31st, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. Humble maiden of Nazareth town, betrothed to the carpenter Joseph, you became the Mother of God. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. You are the handmaid of God, you found favor with him. Full of grace, the Lord is with you. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Mother of the Lord. Lovely Mother of Abraham's son, praised Mother of David's son, Holy Mother of Jesus the Lord. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. You are blessed among all women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. You are praised by all generations. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. Your Son you bore in a manger. Angels sang glory to God. On earth, peace to men of goodwill. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. You showed your child to the wise men. You brought him up to the temple. You brought joy to Simeon's old age. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. Chosen Mother of the Messiah, Virgin and Daughter of Zion, joy and glory of God's holy people. Joy to you, O Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. O marvelous exchange, man's creator has become man, born of a virgin. We have been made sharers in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor. To set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, O marvelous exchange, man's creator has become man, born of a virgin. We have been made sharers in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And the second antiphon, by your miraculous birth of the Virgin, you have fulfilled the Scriptures. Like a gentle rain falling upon the earth, you have come down to save your people. O God, we praise you. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the second antiphon, by your miraculous birth of the Virgin, you have fulfilled the Scriptures. Like a gentle rain falling upon the earth, you have come down to save your people. O God, we praise you. And the third antiphon, your blessed and fruitful virginity is like the bush, flaming yet unburned, which Moses saw in Sinai. Pray for us, Mother of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us, his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So we're measurably generous as God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, your blessed and fruitful virginity is like the bush flaming yet unburned, which Moses saw in Sinai. Pray for us, Mother of God. And our reading is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. And the responsory, the Word was made man, alleluia, alleluia, the Word was made man, alleluia, alleluia. He lived among us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word was made man, alleluia, alleluia. And now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature, born of a woman and subject to the law. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature, born of a woman and subject to the law. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Blessed be the Lord Jesus, our peace, who came to unite man with God. Let us pray to him in humility, saying, Lord, grant your peace to all. When you were born, you showed your kindness and gentleness. Help us always to be grateful for all your blessings. Lord, grant your peace to all. You made Mary your mother full of grace. Give all people the fullness of grace. Lord, grant your peace to all. You came to announce God's good news to the world. Increase the number of preachers and hearers of your word. Lord, grant your peace to all. You desire to become our brother by being born of that Virgin Mary. Teach men and women to love each other in mutual brotherhood. Lord, grant your peace to all. You came as the sun rising over the earth. Show the light of your countenance to those who have died. Lord, grant your peace to all. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. God our Father, may we always profit by the prayers of the Virgin Mother Mary. For you bring us life and salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.